Please be seated. At one point in the Gospel according to Luke, the Pharisees asked Jesus, "When is the kingdom of God going to arrive?" I think it's in chapter 17. "When is the kingdom of God going to get here?" And Jesus answers, saying, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, and nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'Look, there it is.' For in fact," Jesus says, "the kingdom of God is among you." The kingdom of God is among you. Now, the question for us is whether we see it amongst us, and how we can see it, and how and what are we to see, perhaps? Because we're missing out on something if we don't see it. It is easy, in my experience, to be distracted these days. It's easy to be distracted. It's hard to focus on sometimes on the most important activities or things or even people. At work, we multitask. At home, with our phones, we can check email, surf the net, check Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what have you, play a game while we're watching TV and while we're having conversations with the people around us. You know, we can do all those things at once. We can easily be, as T.S. Eliot once said, distracted from distraction by distraction. That's where we are in some cases. In things large and small, we can lose our focus on what is most important. We can ignore the friend in our very presence while we check out what our Facebook friends are up to. We can also be distracted from the life that God desires for us by pursuing the wrong things. To use a couple of cliches, we can get caught up in the thick of thin things. Or while climbing the ladder of success, we can find that we've climbed up the wrong ladder. And so we miss out and fail to see and participate in the kingdom of God that is already among us, that's with us, by focusing on the wrong things. I had an experience like this a few years ago. At that time, I was meeting with a Methodist pastor and a Presbyterian pastor. We were doing Bible study to help ourselves, you know, understand the Bible, to be better preachers and things like that. And one day, we were talking about what we pay attention to and how the things we give our attention to can sometimes distract us from what is really going on and what might be most important. And so the Presbyterian minister asked me if I had seen the one video on the internet that was an attention test. And I said, I didn't think I had seen this video. So he set me up in his computer in his office and loaded a video from YouTube called the Selective Attention Test. Anybody taken this test? This is a spoiler alert, but yeah. Well, it struck me to watch the video and count the number of times the players wearing white passed the white basketball. And the other three students who are in this, or players in this, were wearing black shirts, and they were passing a black basketball. And they would move about in sort of in a circle, and they would sometimes pass the ball in front of them, sometimes pass the ball behind them, and you're supposed to focus on the white ball. So I focused on the white ball and saw that it passed 14 times. And they ask at the end, how many times did you see the white ball pass? 14 times. Well, it said, actually, it passed 15 times, so I missed one. And then the voice asks, but did you see the gorilla? Gorilla? I didn't see a gorilla. So I played it again, and sure enough, as a gorilla walks through, as all these people are passing the ball, a gorilla walks through, pounds its chest, and then exits stage right. And I thought it was skeptical. I thought it was a trick, and so I, closed out, whatever browser I was using, opened it back up, went back to that video, and sure enough, watching the video, a gorilla sure walks through. So my mind was so focused on watching that white ball that I missed the gorilla walking through the whole scene. So we can concentrate so hard on seeing one thing that we might miss the important things going on. We can focus so much on the negative that we miss out on the positive. We can concentrate so hard on feeding our anxiety and fear that we miss out on the faith, hope, love, joy, all those things that God intends for us. And I think that is what Jesus is getting at today. Last week we heard the parable about the man who said, I will pull down my barns and I will build up larger ones, and there I will store my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years, so relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But as you remember, God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you. So obviously, the man from last week in the parable was focusing on the wrong things. His attention was in the wrong place. And then following up on that today, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give alms, make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You might as well also be saying, where your attention is, there your heart will be also. It's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. He's already given it. The kingdom is among us. But if our heart is set on the wrong things, we'll miss out on it. So God wants us, in this parable, he tells today, be dressed and ready for action. In the parable, Jesus says, for us to be like those waiting for their master return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door as soon as he comes and knocks. And blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Jesus says, truly I tell you, the master will fasten his belt and have them, the slaves, sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. So if the servants are aware, the slaves or servants are aware, if they are attentive to their duties and ready for when the master comes, their roles of the master will be reversed, that he will serve them as he was served at the wedding banquet that he had just come from. When he arrives home and finds his servant ready to receive him, he will serve them. He'll have them sit down and eat, and the master becomes the slave. It's the kind of reversal that appears often in the gospel according to Luke. Because also one of the images of the kingdom is that the kingdom is like a banquet. So by being mindful of the work, the slaves can experience the kingdom of God. And one of the ways we can experience Just one of the ways we can experience the kingdom of God is to set aside distraction. And that's really hard. I mean, I'm like everyone else, I have a hard time setting aside things that are distracting. But we can set aside things that are distracting and make sure we don't get caught up in the thick of those thin things by practicing what you've probably heard of before, mindfulness. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a thing these days. And a few years ago, someone gave me a book on the practice of mindfulness by a man named John Kabat-Zinn. He works out of University of Massachusetts Medical Center, and he's developed this program called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. That sounds good. I think we could all use a little less stress. But he developed this program to help people manage chronic pain, chronic diseases, chronic disorders. And he says that mindfulness is simply the moment-to-moment awareness of ourselves and what is going on around us by bringing our full attention to our thoughts, feelings, or thinking. Well, thinking is the same thing as thoughts. And what is going on around us. It's, you know, simply paying attention. And it's simply paying attention. What is going on around us. And by doing so, we experience a sense of completeness or enoughness. And so if we focus on the moment, if we're mindful of the moment, what else is there besides this moment? We lack nothing because everything here is enough and is complete. Now the opposite of mindfulness is mindlessness. I don't know about you, but I've had the experience of driving through town on the highway and coming to, you know, where I was going and finding that I don't remember how I got here. just passing through the lights or going through, being at a stoplight and going through the light and then like, did that light really change green? I don't remember it changing green. That's mindlessness. That's focusing on on getting lost in thinking about the past, worrying about the future, missing out on what is actually happening right in front of us. But that sense of completeness, of enoughness, I would say, is what the kingdom of God is about. So if we live lives distracted from distraction by distraction, we miss out on the kingdom of God, the completeness, the enoughness that is already present. And so we are free to set down whatever it is that distracts us. And we can bring our attention to the tasks at hand, becoming aware of our thinking, our feeling, what we observe around us, and who is with us. And so this mindfulness can be a spiritual practice. And it is a way that we can be dressed and ready for action, and have our lamps lit, waiting for our master's return. But in some ways, because the kingdom of God is already among us, the master has already returned. It's just for us to open the door and welcome him in. Amen.